Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. 17 for the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Having a great visit with Tom Sullivan, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, Vice President for Small Business Policy at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. Tom, there, as it increasingly looks like there's going to be a Harris-Biden administration coming up, and we've got a smaller Democrat majority in the House. Currently, we have a Republican-controlled Senate, but there's two Senate elections coming up in Georgia that I think surely everybody knows about. And I've been saying now for a little while, Tom, if you think God doesn't have a sense of humor, look at what's going on in Georgia right now. I mean, in the middle of this year, with all the stuff that's going on in this year, and with the way the election turned out, we have a state. I mean, in what other? How long has it been? When has it ever happened that one state had both senators coming up for re-election in the same year? And then for it to happen as it is right now. I mean, God has a sense of humor, it seems to me. I mean, I think he's messing with us. What do you think?
I think you're absolutely right. I've certainly heard that expression before. Never really in the context of elections, but I think
leave it to me, Tom. I'll take care of that.
I mean, the stakes could be higher for small business community. I mean, in a divided government with President-elect Biden likely to take the oath of office in the middle of January, as you had said, a slimmer Democratic majority in the House, small businesses stand to lose a lot if the Senate flips Democratic. Yeah.
Enumerate that a little bit. Give us a laundry list of why you think small business owners will be disproportionately hurt. I don't think I'm putting words in your mouth. If the Senate winds up being controlled by Chuck Schumer, what do you think?
So first of all, we haven't even gotten to the resumes of David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler, who are Republicans running for the Senate in Georgia. They're both some of the most staunch defenders of free enterprise that we have in the United States Senate. And, you know, when the CARES Act, it seems like 9 years ago, but it was only 9 months ago, when they established the PPP program, it was Susan Collins from Maine who was reelected, David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler really kind of leading the charge. And so that says a lot about them, about their character, and how much they believe in small business and what's at stake here. When we talk about the possibility of the Senate going Democrat, what we're really looking at is the control of all of the committee chairmanships. So whether it's Ways and the Senate Finance Committee, which actually controls what the IRS does to the Small Business Committee, which
well, tell them who would be the chairman of the Senate Finance Committee.
I think it's Ron Wyden would be the chair.
Well, but all right. So what? Bernie Sanders is it the budget, the budget committee that Sanders would be the leader of? Bernie Sanders would be in charge of the Senate Budget Committee, folks.
You're looking at Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren as committee chairmen that are governing how our government operates, and that is in the full cooperation of President-elect Biden in the White House. I mean, that's terrifying from a small business perspective.
It is.
And that's really what's at stake, Jim.
Yeah. Well, and the other thing, folks, and this is something I've been pointing out now for about 2 months, Tom, and that is we don't have to really wonder how a Biden administration would be. We've already seen that movie. It was 8 years of Obama Biden, and now, and I said this, Tom, before he retread his new cabinet with Obama era people. And I mean, we now can see how this is going to go, and if we don't have some kind of a firewall between them and sanity, at least in the Senate, small business owners are in trouble. What do you think?
I think you're right, and I think we're really lucky to have leaders like Chris Clark, who heads the Georgia Chamber of Commerce, trying to convince every one of the Georgia voters of exactly what you just described.
Yeah, this is, and we're not talking about the Georgia small business owners, my friends, of whom I know many. We're talking about every small business owner in America, from sea to shining sea and islands on either side. We're talking about every one of them will be impacted by this in a negative way, from health care, from social policies that would get out of control, that would cost us money, to regulations like we had when we had the Obama era regulations, that was record regulations, and trade imbalance. It's gonna be bad. We have to get those two senators reelected in Georgia. It's got to happen. Quick break. Right back with Tom Sullivan. He's with the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm with you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.